and seven cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
There's not like any town I've ever been in before.
Own the movie It on digital and Blu-ray.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed. All the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
A clown.
If we stick together, all of us will win.
Own the digital movie now and on Blu-ray January 9th. Rated R.
We all float down.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson number 9, how to see the big picture in your new Camry.
I'm listening.
Recline your power seat, turn on that available premium JBL audio with Clarify, and look skyward through your Camry's available panoramic glass roof. Then give it a friendly wave.
What's up, Mother Nature?
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry, you're gonna love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team, they host Minnesota on January 10th at the Allstate Arena. Tip-off set for 8 p.m. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears upper brass is busy today. No, not preparing for a playoff game or even celebrating any of its players being named to the All-Pro team. Instead, they have been and will be interviewing more candidates for their coaching vacancy. Earlier today, it was Minnesota offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, and tonight it will be New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniel. So an obvious question to Ryan Pace: what? No previous head coaching experience necessary?
You know, I don't think that's going to be a critical factor. I think you can see successful coaches all around the league come from different backgrounds. So I wouldn't paint ourselves into that either. It's just, you know, I think, you know, good coaches have a way of developing, you know, young players, and that needs to continue. They have a way of maximizing players' strengths and kind of minimizing their weaknesses, and that's what we'll be looking for.
And speaking of coaches, Bear coaches that is, and for what it's worth, the only Bears coach to win a Super Bowl, Mike Ditka, he was fired 25 years ago today. And speaking of coaches, John Gruden will soon be one again, as he's getting a 10-year, $100 million deal with the Oakland Raiders. That will happen at a press conference next Tuesday. And tomorrow will be the beginning of the NFL playoffs with Wild Card Weekend. We'll have all four games right here on The Score. Tomorrow, Tennessee at Kansas City, followed by Atlanta and the Rams in Los Angeles. Then on Sunday, Buffalo at Jacksonville, followed by Carolina at New Orleans. Discover Card will match all the cash back new card members are at the end of their first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the radio home for the NFL playoffs all the way through the Super Bowl. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You come in here, you see Tom Brady. He's 39 years old. He's got this TB12 center here in Foxborough. I was going by there today to figure out what he's done. He has really worked hard on his lower body. His legs are in tremendous shape. He has that fast twitch motion back there. He watches every crumb that he puts in his body, every fluid that he drinks, and he's pliable. That's what he said. I read that. So I don't even know what pliable is. So I go by the TB12 center and I said, what is pliable? Easily bent, flexible. You got to be pliable. You look stiff.
You got to move. You got to be quick.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Well, you can get ready for a big old dose of John Gruden back in the NFL. He is going to take over the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, a lot of money, too.
$100 million on that Jimbo Fisher program, but on steroids.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at some point. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This is 670 The Score. Let's get some Boston information. Let's get some New England Patriots information.
It is the center of the NFL world right now, which is why we're happy to have Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal joining us here on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction to the ESPN piece when you read it?
I wasn't that surprised. I had been hearing similar things in the past month about what was going on. Not so much the, this could be the end of days of the Patriots dynasty type of thing. I didn't hear that. I still haven't heard that. But as far as, Kraft getting involved in the Garoppolo deal, Brady and Belichick not exactly getting along these days as they have in the past. I've been hearing that. I've been trying to track it down. I knew that ESPN was working on it as well. I just couldn't get it to the point where I felt comfortable publishing it. So, I give Seth Wickersham and ESPN a lot of credit. Seth's an excellent reporter, has been reporting on the Patriots and Kraft and Belichick and Brady for 16, 17 years. And, he's got some really good sources. And so, my main takeaway from the story was, and putting it together with what I know, and I've written this at BostonSportsJournal.com is, yes, there's been a lot of things going on and there's been some friction there this year. But from what I've been told, it's not going to affect them this year. And it's highly unlikely that it causes some sort of early end to this dynasty.
Regarding the participants in this football triangle, who's got the biggest ego?
Do you mean in terms of
unrelenting? I'm right, and I deserve to be treated like a king.
I don't think any, to tell you the truth, I don't think any of them really, think that way. I think, they each kind of do their own thing. I mean, Bill is in charge of football. Robert runs the business side and has some, basically tacit approval on what goes on in the football side and is content to let Belichick do his thing. And, Brady's Brady. He's just, he's unrelenting and obsessed with everything and being perfect and the team being perfect. And, that's sort of, how they've become so successful.
So who won the Jimmy Garoppolo side of this? Was it Tom Brady, all his doing, you think? Or did Robert Kraft have the same sentiment and just press the button on him?
Well, I mean, it's complicated, but the way that I understand it is, well, first of all, Brady never asked for Garoppolo to be gone. But, there were three things at play that they did. The team didn't trade Garoppolo in the offseason when you would think that he would command the most on the trade market. That Brady hadn't gotten hadn't received a contract extension, which meant that his cap number was going to go from $14 million to $22 in 2018. And that's always sort of been in the backdrop. Kraft went to Brady after the 2012 season and said, look, if you want to be the quarterback here, and finish out your career, you have to take less money. That's just the way it's got to be. I don't care how great you are, we're not going to pay you 20% of his salary cap. And Tom thought about it and said, okay, I'm in. And so, Tom's contract should be set where that's not an issue. That hasn't happened. And then there's the whole Guerrero stuff with, Tom's guy, Tom's guru, the godfather of one of his kids, all of a sudden has his privileges not revoked, but sort of put in check, and you know, during the season. And so, you know, all that stuff sort of made Brady uncomfortable. And, you know, him and Kraft have conversations, and Tom just wanted, you know, at certain points, just wanted to know, you know, how come I don't know whether I'm going to be the quarterback next year? Because the way it looks to me, the way things are lining up, not trading Garoppolo, not listening to deals, I don't have an extension. You're busting my chops over Alex Guerrero. To me, it looks like it's lining up for Bill to trade me after this season, which is something that has always been on Brady's mind, that could happen to him. And, you know, he wanted to know where the loyalty was. And at some point, you know, Robert Kraft took it upon himself and said, you know what, Tom deserves to have some security. And if Belichick's not going to provide it, I'm going to find a way to do it.
Greg, as I was reading that piece, and I know that you wrote a nice write-up on it with some of the bullet points of what you learned from it on your site, BostonSportsJournal.com, I walked away feeling bad for the players that were caught in between, where they don't know what to do when it comes to the training staff of the Patriots versus Alex Guerrero. How prevalent do you think that was inside that organization?
That was definitely a new detail, something that I was not aware of. There were sort of whispers. I mean, there's always been, ever since Guerrero became, you know, a huge part of Brady's life and his existence, and you know, how much Brady credits Guerrero with his success, you know, there's always been whispers about Alex and his influence and the effect that he has on the locker room and things like that. But, you know, I was not aware that some of the new players on the team, you know, were sort of caught in between about, like, you know, hey, do I want to get the ball? Do I need to go to TB12, or do I go to the trainers? I mean, if I don't go to TB12, is Tom going to think less of me? I mean, if that's all true, I mean, that's a tough thing to go through. And I think Seth is right that, you know, some of that stuff was going on, was getting back to Belichick. And I think that's the root of why he said, you know what, we got to draw some clearer lines with what we're doing with our training staff and outside people and stuff like that. I mean, Tom, you can have your guy, but everybody else has got to go through the proper protocols, and let's get things back in line.
Has there been any instances before this where there was splintering in the relationship of any of these three?
I think along the line, certainly between Belichick and Kraft, it's been well documented that in the wake of Spygate, there was, you know, some friction there. You know, the Deflategate thing, nobody was really sure how to handle that. And, you know, really it didn't involve Belichick. You know, but I'm sure, look, these guys have been together for 17 years. Like, you know, it's not all hunky dory, and, you know, I'm sure Brady wasn't thrilled. I mean, look, I covered the Packers when, Aaron Rodgers was there with Brett Favre, and, you know, there was no love lost between Favre and Rodgers. So, you know, a lot of this stuff goes on.
Greg, how do you think this story coming out, some of the feelings that have been now publicized, affect the way that Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia look at head coaching opportunities?
I don't think it affects them at all. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, people don't understand about this organization. You know, Patriots fans think that, you know, well, the team's going to look at ESPN this way, or they're going to look at this, they're going to react this way. And it really doesn't go on. I mean, those guys are really, their heads are down. You know, they're just trying to win football games. They ignore the noise is one of the themes there. And they do it better than anybody. It's one of the reasons why they're so successful. And so, you know, I think part of the reason why there's so much, I don't know if the right term is, so much doubt about Belichick's future is because he doesn't tell anybody. Nobody knows outside of it's Kraft, Belichick, and Neil Kornrich, Belichick's lawyer. Those are the only guys who know what the status of Bill's contract is. Bill doesn't say, he doesn't sit around and say, you know what, I'm going to coach for 3 more years and I'm done. He doesn't think that way. He just takes it one day at a time, 1 year at a time. And so that leads, you know, other people on the staff to be like, well, you know, I don't know, it kind of feels this way or that. It leads to a lot of speculation. And, but Matt and Josh have been around enough and been around Bill enough to know unless Belichick all of a sudden wakes up tomorrow and says, you know what, I'm going to tell Josh, I'm going to hang it up after this year. Don't go anywhere. None of those guys think that's going to happen. So they just go along and conduct their business as usual.
Will they make this a rallying cry for this playoff run? Will they do the us against the world, they tried to split us up thing, or will they go about Patriot business like normal?
I think they'll go about it as normal. I mean, I'm sure the fans will use it and things like that. And, you know, it might help. I could see this sort of helping push the three of them back together a little bit more. Not that they're completely fractured or anything like that. They're just going through something. And I could see maybe this was the wake-up call they needed to be like, you know what? Let's forget all the BS. You know, we've been at this for 17 years. We're all going to be in the Hall of Fame, you know, probably within 10 years. We're not even going to remember this. Let's drop the BS. See, you know, we see the way it's affecting other people. Let's drop it and let's just go on. I could see something like that.
Josh McDaniels is going to interview with the Bears tonight. What do you think he learned from his experience in Denver that'll make him a better coach this time?
No, I think he learned a ton. I think, you know, in my discussions with Josh, you know, he's almost a completely different person at this point. I think, you know, even he'd admit it was too much, too soon. He tried to be Bill, I know he's very close friends with Bill O'Brien. I know they talk all the time, and Bill's, you know, been one of those guys, one of the few guys that, you know, because he wasn't here the whole time. He didn't come up as a, you know, as an intern, and all he knew was Bill Belichick. You know, Bill O'Brien's been around different places. And so, you know, one of the things O'Brien's tried to do is to stay true to himself. And I'm sure he's impressed that upon Josh. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, and if Matt Patricia gets a job somewhere, you can't go somewhere and try to be Bill. Because it's just not going to work. You're not going to be Bill. You know, and so I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I still think that Josh still has some of the same ideas about the front office and coaching staff being in lockstep from the same sort of, you know, football family and things like that. So I would be surprised if Chicago's a landing place for him. But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Greg, thank you for your time. If you ever run into my guy, Jim Murray, punch him in the stomach for me, buddy.
Oh, I see Murray every week, so I'll definitely do that for you.
Good deal.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Center. I used to interview him when I was working at 120. We'd have him on because he was working at MMQB. And so, you know, I love talking with him. He knows what he's talking about. I was glad to get that stuff on McDaniels as well because I think he's a really intriguing candidate.
I wouldn't be upset if he's Bears head coach.
I don't know if there's – here's the weird thing for the Bears. This is a good thing for the Bears. I don't know if there's someone that they can hire that I'm going to go, But here's the question. How far, and Dan and I got into this conversation on Monday, how far on the spectrum of Trestman to Fox do you go in either direction? Do you go with the guy that might be a little bit of a risk? Like, how much of a risk are you willing to take versus...
Well, who are the risks then? Like let's... Let's list what's really happening here.
Okay, John DeFilippo is a risk. He's a quarterback coach, and you're asking him to take over
a team,
an entire team.
Not just call plays.
Right, and we don't know if he's capable of doing that. Okay, so that's a risk. Josh McDaniels might be a risk, too, because of what happened in Denver. But now, you know, we've talked with Greg. I talked with Ben last night. Most people that you talk about him say that he's learned his lesson. So maybe that's a safer, like, to me, this, as weird as it sounds, I think the safer picks are the defensive guys.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz is the safest pick to me.
It's a safe pick?
Yeah.
He is.
He's been successful.
I heard you guys talking about Jim Schwartz a couple days ago, and this will forever be my impression of Jim Schwartz. Bears play Lions on Monday night.
Okay.
I finish up in the locker room. I double back because I wanted to go talk with someone else. As I'm walking back, there's Jim Schwartz standing with his leg on the wall. Okay. Leg on the wall with his Lions leather jacket on, breaking down linebacker play to Kid Rock. Now, it wasn't one of those things where ordinarily, like, you see, like, a celebrity meeting up with his favorite team.
Say what's up.
Yeah, right. It's usually that. This was Jim, like, really getting into linebacker play with Kid Rock.
He saw his buddy, Pete, and was like, hey, Pete, let me tell you why DeAndre Levy's no damn good.
Right. And I'm just sitting, I'm just like,
yeah, I got
this
you.
Is happening.
Yeah, I got
this
you.
Is this guy. Like, he's a little too Mountain Dewy for me. He's got a little bit of that going on. He is a brilliant defensive coach.
Without question.
But yes, I think that
everywhere he's been, the defense has gotten better.
There's a part of me that wants the Bears to hire Matt Patricia because I think he might be smarter than everybody. And who does he know? Does he know really good offensive coach? But to me, he's on the far end. He's on the Trestman end of the risk with DeFilippo.
For the win, you know what? When we come back, I'll get into ForTheWin.com's ranking of these guys. And also want to talk about your former partner who mentioned some things about football intelligence and what your ownership group needs to have.
Hamp?
Yeah. He spoke to the Tribune, and there's some interesting stuff in there. So I want to talk about the coaches with you and talk about Hamp with you. We can also take your phone call. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. I see some people on hold that have been waiting before the guests jumped on with us. We're right here for you. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Olin Krutz. We'll get his thoughts on the offseason, the coaching hire and the search, and Ryan Pace and Mitchell Trubisky, all that good stuff right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes in for Dan on 670 The Score.
Cubs fan, The Score will be live at the Cubs convention all weekend. Starting next Friday, we'll talk to the biggest names in the Cubs organization. 2018 could be another big year for the Cubs.
Get out the tape measure, long gone.
And it all starts with the Cubs convention. Listen to our coverage live, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
And while at the convention, stop by Lizzie McNeil's Irish Pub for Tito's and Zing Zang specials.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember earlier this week when the Celtics had planned on showing an Isaiah Thomas tribute video when he returned to Boston on Wednesday night, but he wasn't going to play in that game, so he asked that they do it on February 11th, the next time he returns. Great, except for the Celtics are retiring Paul Pierce's jersey that night, and truth be told, the truth does not seem that interested in sharing the moment with IT. I get it. I guess if it's your day, you don't want to share it with somebody else. Pierce does want to look up there and see Isaiah carving his way into the lane. Paul, what's the big deal? It's a short video before the game. They can play your videos the entire game. Sure, it's a little awkward, but just go ahead and run them both and keep moving. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dome chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dome chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dome chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dome chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
In terms of self-preservation for Ryan Pace, I get to hire a coach who gets to fit my vision for the quarterback that I picked without any influence from the coach. He didn't even tell John Fox on draft day that he was picking Mitch Trubisky. Like, John Fox was sitting around like the rest of us, and he was like, oh.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
670.
Molly and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You're overseeing the worst three-year stretch in the history of the Bears.
Right. You said, where's the bar? The standard around the NFL still seems to be, if you're not a playoff team, there's work to be done and there's, you know, issues at hand. Here, not so much.
Molly and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
If he gets this hire wrong, he's fired too. So he's got, there's nothing to lose here. If you're going to be the same guy who did the I'm all in bit, using that phrase upon your trade up and drafting of Mitchell Trubisky, double down now. Because you got to own the fact that these teams haven't been very good to this point.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Molly and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's weird that you got layers of bosses.
Yeah.
For your job. I'm making the pick. But you know what? They are the collaborators.
At best, it sends a mixed message.
Sure,
it sends. At worst, it's like, okay.
Ryan's in charge, but we're keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
Molly and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
In terms of self-preservation for Ryan Pace, I get to hire a coach who gets to fit my vision for the quarterback that I picked without any influence from the coach. He didn't even tell John Fox on draft day that he was picking Mitch Trubisky. Like, John Fox was sitting around like the rest of us, and he was like, oh.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
On the next 48 hours.
He calls 911 and he's yelling into the phone, help me, help me, he shot me. The shooter is in the truck, coming after him, shooting out the window.
This is unbelievable. Who are these guys?
A deadly showdown over a Napa Valley vineyard.
It's over money.
$800,000 in a gym bag? Did you ever imagine that this is how it was going to end?
Never in a million years.
An all-new 48 hours, Saturday on CBS.
And much more going on now during Menards winter sale. You deserve a car or all-wheel drive SUV.
CBS Wednesday. It's the Amazing Race Championship season. Woo! Let's go! The best of the best in driving.
I won the Indianapolis 500 in 2016.
Basketball.
I'm a 16-year vet, NBA champion in 2011.
And eating.
We're world champion competitive eaters.
These teams and more will face off in the most amazing race ever.
We just smoked everybody.
Don't miss the unforgettable 30th season of The Amazing Race.
Let's go!
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
West Indiana Hyundai dealer. Join 670 The Score's Spiegel and Parkins for a fun night out with a bit of Las Vegas sizzle. And attend the 5th annual Mercy Home Poker Night on January 25th at Gibson's Restaurant and Bar. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, casino games, and Texas Hold'em Tournament, all while giving hope and opportunity for kids in crisis living at Mercy Home for boys and girls. You could even win a seat at the 2018 World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. To learn more and purchase your seat today, visit mercyhome.org/poker or call 312-738-7578. The Mercy Home Poker Night is proudly supported by WSCR 670 The Score. See you there.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach, Matt Patricia.
Maybe.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
That has not happened,
not
by
yet.
The way. Like,
yeah.
Is it It's important that we tell people that because
The idiots will run with it.
No, we'll go viral. We have stuff ready just in case. Yeah.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. In a shocking move, the Bears named the recently fired Bill Belichick as the new head coach.
Yep, that happened today.
For all the details on the Bears' new coach on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, that happened today. Yep, we had it ready for you.
Jay, do you think
if you run with it, you're an idiot.
Do you think the big voice guy, does he know sports at all?
No.
Okay.
Without question.
So he is Ron Burgundy. Whatever we tell him to read, he will read.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple in the tank.
But I just wonder, like, if he looks at this and like, man, this is some BS right here. This ain't never going to happen.
Bears news. The Bears have hired head coach Alexander Mogilny. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
One that I'm hoping if I played enough, it'll actually will itself into existence.
Ooh. Okay.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach, Jim Tomsula.
Please no. Stop.
Yeah.
Because if that happens, then your boy is.
Life isn't a bit, Tanny. Let's stop it.
It will be if that's the case.
Yeah, but 1-6 is.
Yeah, well, for half of it.
I mean, most of my life is here, pretty much, so.
Yeah, so I guess life is a bit, huh?
Yeah.
That's your new shirt. Life's a bit. Get it?
Then you die, am I right, gang?
Yeah. Or you get fired. One of the two. Whatevs.
And you go viral for getting fired.
Yeah. All you got to do is send up a smoke signal. You'll be fine. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670
like the next the Score. Day.
Just come on through to the spot.
There you go.
Other people, you know, got to make sure the hallways are safe and all that other crap until you're in need. And then that's when the brother strikes. And I'm talking about her, but I'm not talking about myself, by the way. No, I'm talking about myself. No, dude, I got something for you, though. ForTheWin.com, after we get back from an update, they listed the potential head coaching candidates out there, not just for the Bears.
Did Maggie write it? Because she writes for the Win.
Steven Ruiz.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish Maggie would have wrote it. Then we could have talked to her about it.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team, they host Minnesota on January 10th at the Allstate Arena. Tip-off set for 8 p.m. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's begin with some basketball news concerning Derrick Rose, who says his injured ankle is almost fully recovered, and he's planning on rejoining the Cleveland Cavaliers sometime on their current five-game road trip. And Rose's original team, a.k.a. the Bulls, they're in action tonight. They're down in Dallas taking on Mark Cuban's Mavericks. Hockey, the Blackhawks with Jeff Glass again in goal. They play host to the expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights tonight, an expansion team that just so happens to lead the Western Conference. AHL tonight, the Wolves hosting Manitoba. College hoops tonight, Northwestern on the road at Penn State. Tomorrow, DePaul is at St. John's, while Illinois is at Michigan. One baseball signing today, Milwaukee signing reliever Boone Logan. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Triton College. At Triton College, you'll find real quality in our modern facility and dedicated faculty. You'll also find real value in our courses that will cost you a fraction of 4 years schools. At Triton College, you'll find real opportunity. Visit triton.edu today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the radio home for the NFL playoffs all the way through the Super Bowl. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. You're getting sultry and southern. And man.
Can I just tell you, I love Tanny, but I'm not saying this just because I love Tanny. Tanny's endeavors outside of The Score has been the soundtrack of my workouts for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, his mixtapes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're terrific.
They're incredible. So, like, if you're someone that's like, oh, Tanny plays great stuff, know that he actually DJs.
And, he used to. Let's stop with the Tanny DJs thing, all right? You're disrespecting working DJs out here. Wow. This guy,
whoa. I'm like John Gruden. I'm trying to parlay this into a big contract by not being around.
Yeah, this guy's been sitting on his hip-hop ass for like 10 years. 10 years. Exactly. He'll jump back in, you know. He'll throw a mixtape out there for you. This guy's not on the party circuit.
He's not humping, you know, record after record up steps and got equipment and got himself an assistant who hasn't really accomplished much in his life but wants to be around hot chicks. That's not happening with Tanny.
Who cares about the party circuit when I can be in someone's personal space when you're working out?
Correct.
They're with you in those moments, those private moments. Oh. That's what it's all about.
Oh, so you're tailoring your schedule is what you're doing, huh? You're tailoring your hip hop schedule. Is that what you're doing, Tanny?
Look, I can't be out there, man, past 10 o'clock. You know that. I'm sleeping up there on the 1 and 2.
No, I got you. Right.
Well, Tanny has
the DJ's asleep.
He has the SoundCloud, which mm-hmm. also has all the Score stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a YouTube channel now too.
Yeah,
well, it's good to have a YouTube channel. YouTube's getting ready to start paying for a lot of things in this new digital world.
I guess that we should probably get that podcast going.
Oh yeah, next week.
It's like the Detox album.
Yeah, no, it's gonna happen next week. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Tanny. We stepped on your plug.
Why make six figures here when we can make seven figures on YouTube?
Watch out, Desus and Mero.
Yeah, no, they got nothing on us sports wise. Kidding me? Those guys still.
Well, they do a lot of things I wish we could do when they do like highlight packages.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And cursing.
And say a lot of things that we wish
like
we could
say. I was made for satellite radio and non FCC regulations.
Wait, are you about to make an announcement?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I still got
breaking guff news.
I still got 2 years. No, I'm good. After the second year, I'll make that announcement. I'll start selling compacts.
Tanny, again,
like
we stepped on the plug. Where can people find your YouTube page?
I think if you just search my name on YouTube, I have a channel on there where I have like, production pieces, stuff that's like harder to find on the SoundCloud, and my old mixtapes going back 12 years or so that SoundCloud won't let me put up there, but they're on YouTube for now. So
let me tell you the most tanny moment of my workout this morning is that there's a song, forget which song it was, but there's a lyric that ends with 83 and he looped
it's an
it,
Action
right?
Bronson song. Yeah.
He looped it right. And then he threw in
83.
It was great. I was on the elliptical like, my dude.
Yeah.
That's how you come through.
Like, there's five people that cross over from this to that.
The
Venn
diagram.
And they appreciate it. Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Very small, but glad they appreciate it.
Yeah. It's very, very cool.
I only know like two or three DJs. Tanny is technically as sound as any dude and tells a story. That's why, we rock with Jayla as
absolutely.
Well. Because there's certain dudes who just understand how music is supposed to sound and how it's supposed to blend into the next song. And
me and Tanny were getting mad at the DJ on Friday. Tanny looks over at me on Friday and he's like, oh, so what's with this guy? And
you can't go to a party with Tanny. Because Tanny's going to DJ snob all over.
I'm with
time.
Him. I am one of those dudes.
Yeah, you want to turn up and Tanny's like, another air horn, huh? Instead of blending? You remedial idiot, you.
I mean, there's a lot of pots and pans blends going on over there.
What's up. Smash cuts.
It was a slam fest.
Yeah. I mean, we've had them all, folks, but come on, one
DMX
after another.
DMX to Anita Baker. What story are you telling? You got to take me on a musical ride while I sip my Hennessy.
I guess this is how like Black Panther is going to be viewed by a lot of people. Like this last segment, mm-hmm. like this is there's going to be a lot of people that walk out of Black Panther going,
what just happened to me?
What
am I black now?
Sure, it's fine.
Black Panic,
Black Panic on the Score. This segment is being brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives. By the way, Jay Illa, if you're a Bears fan and you go to Bears game, he's the DJ.
Pregame.
The pregame DJ. Mm-hmm. And some stuff, I think he went to Bourbonnais at one point, but he's a good man and a great DJ. And you know.
He's the people's.
He is. And I got Braxton in at the crib.
Of course.
So, I mean,
if it all goes to hell and you need an opener, my dad. I mean,
for real?
My dad came to this country. He was a DJ.
Get out. I didn't know this.
I inherited a record collection of like 700 records, but then we had a flood. And damage everything. But we had like ceiling to floor house speakers. And when my dad first came to this country, along with the work that he was doing, he would DJ parties and all that stuff.
So, I feel like your dad needs to write a book.
Oh, my dad writes a book. There's gonna be a lot of people who are angry. My mom will be first. Stay away from the old Dito Goff book. We'll pass those tales along by word of mouth.
Okay.
Like we used to.
They'll be legend. All right. Get to this For the Win story.
Yes. For the Win, ranked the NFL head coaching vacancies from worst to first. Number 10, John DeFilippo says, look, I get that DeFilippo has gotten a lot of credit for Carson Wentz's MVP caliber season, but is he getting too much credit? And is working with one player really proof he's worthy of a head job, so to speak? He's called plays only one season in his NFL career, and that was for a Browns team that finished 30th in points scored in 2015. DeFilippo is being hyped up as this year's Sean McVay, but that's an insult to work McVay did in Washington before getting his job.
Agreed.
Frank Reich is number 9. Dave Tobe, number 8, said Tobe might be the greatest special teams coordinator of all time, but we have no idea what his offensive or defensive philosophy looks like. That makes him hard to rank here. We have seen other special teams coordinators go on to do big things as a head coach, including Super Bowl winner John Harbaugh. So his position should disqualify him from landing a job.
I hate that. I hate that.
It's crazy.
The idea that a special teams coach should be disqualified. Like, so
he's coaching everybody.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, he's coaching all kinds of personalities, offensive and defensive.
And before that, he was a defensive line coach. So it's not like he's just popped up and was a special teams guru. I expect that he will.
That coach job is attractive.
I think that he will be in the running because Chris Ballard, who used to be with the Bears, when Tobe was with the Bears, is now running.
If
the
Josh
Colts.
McDaniels didn't take it.
Correct.
Josh McDaniels could look at that and say, Andrew Luck is the dude. Or
everyone could look at that job and go, I'm not sure Andrew Luck is going to play football ever again.
Yeah.
Because I think he might need another surgery.
That'd be bad. Steve Wilks, Panthers D coordinator. Wilks has done a fine job scheming for the Panthers defense this year, but a lot of his blitz-heavy scheme relies on a rare linebacker core that he won't be able to take with him. He's also just one season calling plays under his belt. There's a reoccurring theme here in terms of lack of play calling ability or experience. Number 6, Mike Vrabel, Texans defensive coordinator, says, like Wilks, Vrabel won't be able to bring the talent he's had at his disposal in Houston along with him to his next gig, but Vrabel also had to deal with a ton of injuries that forced him to get a little bit more creative than Wilks had to this season. The job he did creating one-on-one opportunities for Jadeveon Clowney, despite the absences of J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus, were fantastic. Pat Shurmur is number 5 on this list. Shurmur is one of only 3 coaches on this list with experience as a head man. He went 9 and 23 as Browns head coach from 11 to 12. But Shurmur's time with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia seems to have changed his offense for the better. His creativity has helped turn what was once a punchless Vikings offense into a championship caliber unit. Terrell Austin, Lions defensive coordinator. Austin's name has been thrown around in head coaching searches for years now, and it's time he gets his shot. Defensive scheme is perfect for today's offense, and his track record as a developer of defensive backs is undeniable. Any team looking for a defensive coach capable of slowing down the Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady's of the world should look Austin's way.
Hmm.
Then you get into the top 3. Josh McDaniels, number 3 on this list.
Okay.
True play caller who's a master at making in-game adjustments. McDaniels is the best offensive mind on the market this offseason. He was immature in Denver, and his poor player management eventually got him fired. The big question is whether he's learned from his mistakes. If he has, McDaniels will be an excellent hire. And then you get to the 2 names that you and I have talked about. Matt Patricia is number 2 on this list. Says, I hesitated to put Patricia at number 2 on this list because he's working under the greatest defensive coach in NFL history, so it's difficult to determine how much of the Patriots' defense is a result of Patricia's coaching. But executives that got a chance to interview him last season raved about his intelligence, with one saying he had the mind to be a general manager. I want a coach who has had success with different schemes and personnel who also knows how to build a roster. That's Matt Patricia.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. And number 1, Jim Schwartz, Eagles defensive coordinator. Everywhere Schwartz goes, a great defense follows. This is a coach who took an 0-16 Lions team and got them to the playoffs in a couple of years. If Schwartz can get his next team to play with a little discipline, and if he can find the right offensive coordinator, he has top 5 coach potential.
You didn't hear Matt Nagy's name on that list?
No, you didn't.
George Edwards' name was not on that list. I was happy that Steve Wilks' name was on that list. I talked with Alex Brown about it last night. He's very high on Wilks. Oh, we got it? Excellent. Here's what AB had to say about Steve Wilks. You brought up Steve Wilks, who was the defensive backs coach for the Bears from 2006 to 2008. What do you like about him?
He's unapologetic for how he runs or how he would call a defense or how he would go about his business. It is, if you're going to get blamed for something, then get blamed for doing it your way. So he's not going to apologize for doing stuff. He's going to go out and he's going to have a tenacious, in-your-face type of defense And honestly, I think, and he wasn't here then, but in 05, why we were so good is because we were like just, we were arrogant, I'd say. And I think you have to toe that line on defense. You have to toe that arrogance line. And we didn't double Steve Smith, and he ended up beating us. But, well, that's what made that edge about us made us good. We're not, we respect him, but we're not scared enough of him. We're not scared of anybody where we're going to double team anybody. So, and I think he'll bring that grit, bring that edge, on the defensive side. And I think that'll carry over to the offensive side as far as what we did well. I played defense, and I knew when it's third and one, when it's third and two, I knew fourth and one, I know what our offense is going to run. It's going to be power O, because that's our bread and butter. We don't have a bread and butter right now, and that's what I think Coach Wilkes will bring. He'll bring that grittiness, that edge about him. He'll bring that here, and that'll put that'll infuse the team, and you'll see it come off the team as like going out and like expecting to win, as opposed to going out hoping to win.
So that was AB last night. He swears by him. I'm trying to get in touch with Mike Brown and talk to him about him because, you know, that's his position coach.
Right.
Lance loves him too. And I mean, look, I've been in the room with those guys for a whole year now. They don't, just because you were a Bear or one of their coaches, they don't automatically default to you.
There's a lot of guys they didn't like.
A ton. Or they like but don't think are capable. So when I hear Alex say that he thinks that Steve Wilkes is capable of leading a team that way, it gives me a lot more faith. And I hope that he gets a legitimate shot. And now that the Bears have already, have they even interviewed Wilkes yet? I thought he was on the early list, but they've already interviewed George Edwards. So
yeah, Fangio, Edwards, McDaniels tonight.
And,
right.
And I'm hoping that, well, now he's got the playoffs. He's got the wild card weekend to get underway. But I hope that they give him an opportunity to wow them and see what happens. I think that those things are important. Sometimes, which is why I meant to say this earlier. I give the Bears credit for interviewing Vic Fangio. I give them credit. They're not going to hire him, but I give them credit for interviewing him. Because to me, I didn't like how that whole thing happened. You knew that you were going to fire John Fox. It would have been an opportunity for you to actually interview Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
You could have done it, let's say it's the last 3 weeks of the season.
The problem is, though, Lawrence, he goes 3-0. There's an issue.
Okay.
You want to hide that if you don't want him to be a coach, right? You don't want to give the person that you know you don't want back. Or especially as a head coach, you don't want to give him a chance to succeed, do
you? But yeah, I do. If I want to give him a chance to succeed.
Ryan Pace doesn't want that if Ryan Pace knows he needs an offensive guy.
But do you?
I don't think you do. You don't think you do. But Ryan Pace knows what he needs. Ryan Pace is tied to 10. And if 10 doesn't develop, there's no turning back. There's no talking to Ted Phillips and if Virginia McCaskey's still around saying, hey, by the way, give me 2 more years. I'll get this thing turned around. He knows what's up. He's got to shine that diamond. Well, you got to find out if it's a diamond first. it's still some, you know, some coal with a little sparkly thing on the inside. And you're like, maybe there's something there. He has to make sure that this dude is good. So he's going to exhaust every single avenue, every possibility to make sure of that. Now, I'm of the thought process that you look at who's won Super Bowls. Yeah, having that offensive coach is all good. It's fun to talk about. But there are a lot of defensive coaches over the last 15 years that have won Super Bowls.
Yes.
A lot of them. And you look at...
been to them, too.
Let's talk about the coaches, period. I mean, how many guys that were on that Bills staff or have worked for the Bills over the last 3 or 4 years are in the playoffs right now? In the playoffs. Talk about Doug Marone. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been getting top 10 pick after top 10 pick and said, to hell with it, we're going to spend a bunch of money on one side of the football. They went out and bought Malik Jackson. They went out and bought Calais Campbell. Went out and bought A.J. Bouye. They drafted Telvin Smith, and I thought, that's a hell of a linebacker out of Florida State right there, and watch him play. He's turned into a mini star. Like, so... You don't. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and I feel like the Bears and Ryan Pace will lock themselves into. Well, we got to have an offensive mind because we got ourselves a new quarterback. When I'm thinking to myself, hey, you don't even know what the quarterback is yet. Hopefully,
correct,
he's great. So while you're trying to figure out if he's great, might want to stop somebody, might want to draft, well, locate depth in positions that you've continuously got hurt at. Like, these are the little things. Like, if you know you have the one, cool. But if you don't have the one, the other 52 better be ready. And those are the problems that I have with Ryan Pace and the way the Bears have done things these last few years.
One of my guys just texted me and said that the Bears had initially wanted to talk with Wilkes, but apparently it's cooled off. And now they don't have anything scheduled with them. Maybe that changes after the playoffs this weekend. Or
Steve Wilkes
was not for the play.
Was very, very adamant about,
I'm not here to be a Rooney Rule interview.
Don't call me for the token black interview.
I completely understand his point of view on that. I also understand George Edwards taking the interview.
Mm-hmm. I understand both sides. Yeah.
Knowing that he's not going to get the job. This segment is brought to you by Burlington. Hurry into your Burlington store and save on the hottest workout gear like tops and bottoms with mesh and lace-up details, plus sneakers, wireless headphones, too. Burlington, style for everyone. More Bears conversation on the way, and Olin Krutz is going to join us. I haven't talked to Olin in a minute, so I'm really looking forward to picking his brain about potential coaches and some of the things that he's looking for, like what's important to him. We'll do that along with taking your phone calls and your texts as well. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm Lawrence, sitting in for Dan here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
If he gets this hire wrong, he's fired too. So he's got either, there's nothing to lose here. If you're going to be the same guy who did the I'm all in bit, using that phrase upon your trade up and drafting of Mitchell Trubisky, double down now. Because you got to own the fact that these teams haven't been very good to this point.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's weird that you got layers of bosses for your job. I'm making the pick. But you know what? They are the collaborators.
At best, it sends a mixed message.
Sure, it sends
a mixed message. At worst, it's like, okay.
Ryan's in charge, but we're keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Joe.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago sports station.
It's yours. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein talking to you about the Bears. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Olin Krutz. 5:30, it's on. It's also some Cubs rumblings out there from Yahoo Sports and Jeff Passan about Javi Baez and the San Diego Padres. So before we're out of here, I think we should jump into that as well.
Don't trade my Javi Baez.
Well, apparently, for what the Cubs are asking, Javi Baez ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, Javi Baez, they're like, yeah, we'll take Jesus, Tiger, LeBron, Mike Trout, and your firstborn. And you got to take half a hobby salary.
And we'll take the Chargers.
Yeah, right. Like, apparently the Cubs are not playing around. If you come asking for any one of these kids, you're going to have to give up the farm, which is, it's interesting, to say the least.
Let's go out to DeKalb and talk with Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on The Score.
Oh, hey, fellas. Real quick, before I get to my point, Jason, if you haven't seen the Find Your Roots episode with Fred Armisen, watch it. It'll blow your mind.
All right, I'm going to check it out tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, this may be remedial because I haven't had a chance to listen to Scores as much as I like. Maybe this has been talked about a lot, but my understanding is the conventional wisdom is that Ryan Pace did not have to move from 3 to 2. He would have gotten Trubisky anyway. My question is, what exactly did he give up, and what difference could it have made perhaps this past year and going forward? I haven't heard that talked about much.
Jason actually brought it up earlier today. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I don't want to cover ground you've covered before.
No, it's totally okay. The sports audience changes so often that it's worth talking about because I think that it goes into what we're discussing overall with this franchise, and that's what's the worth of Mitchell Trubisky. So, you know, they move up to get Mitchell Trubisky, and I think the question is, could they have had him at 3?
Right. Or was there another team out there that they – because that's what was floated. There was another team out there that was going to do what the Bears did. That's why the Bears had to pull the trigger.
Here's my other question that goes along with that. Is Mitch that much better than the other two guys that you then could have gotten at 3?
Right.
And that's where I have a problem. So the Bears sent the number 3 pick, their 3rd-round pick, and their 4th-round pick in a 2018 3rd-round pick to move up to take Trubisky.
Three potential starters.
To move up one spot for a guy that you might have been able to get at 3.
Better work.
These are all things that have to be factored in into how good is Mitchell Trubisky and how good do we think he's going to be.
And also, how do you feel about Ryan Pace? I mean, that's the larger mm-hmm. picture. Because if say Mitchell Trubisky is just less than a Pro Bowl performer. Say Mitchell Trubisky is...
Is he Alex Smith? Is that what you're saying? Like Alex Smith?
Say he's somewhere around there. A super efficient dude who won't win you a Super Bowl, but you can win with him if you get there. Say he's that. Now you have to count on Ryan Pace being the guy that's going to drop all those pieces into place.
That's true. I mean, everything around him that he needs. Yeah. Stop messing with certain players. I'm with you on the Cody Whitehair thing. Have you talked to Olin about that?
No. During the season, I think we talked to him a couple of times about, I don't understand how you may have a surefire thing at one of the most important positions on the football field, and you mess around with it because you're trying to shoehorn in a guy in Hronis Grisu who seems like a nice guy.
It's Jerome.
Shoehorn it. And Cool Breeze.
Jerome and Cool Breeze won the 6 on the score.
Son of a.
Urban.
I'll
urban,
show you.
Urban sports.
Yeah, that's right, Fred.
No, but you're trying to shoehorn in a guy who you drafted and you have to find out if he can play or not at the detriment of a dude, Cody Whitehair, who shouldn't be moving the guard. I don't care. Find a guard. That's your center.
Well, they had one in Eric Kush, but they pushed him back on the field, and then his hamstring exploded.
I don't want to say you can find guards as if anybody's expendable, because guards...
He had a sweet tank top, though!
Yeah, he did. He had an array of tank tops in that Hard Knocks that I found pleasant and borderline delightful.
It was.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that hunk of man and those little tank tops, come on. If I had that body, I'd be rocking tank tops like that, too.
You best believe it. Or a body like Olin Krutz.
Yeah, Olin looks good.
And he'll still whoop your ass, too.
Why are you going to whoop my ass? I didn't do anything.
No, he's not going to do anything to you.
Oh, we'll see.
I'm just saying that if the moment were to arise,
yeah,
Olin would be up for the challenge.
But I wouldn't challenge him.
No, nor should you.
Ryan Schifarini, yes.
Yeah, that's your man.
Nah, that's my dude. That's me. He gets to work next to one of the most beautiful ladies in all of Chicago media.
Val.
She's the greatest. I'm so glad she's not next to Gian Greco on those weird-ass ABC 7 broadcasts on New Year's Eve, though.
We should talk about that in the 5.
All right, we'll do that. Olin Krutz will join us next. Your phone calls as well. It's the Power Hour here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.